In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard this day the Passion of our Lord according to St. Mark, we will take a few moments of brief meditation on these particular words which are unique to St. Mark's account of our Lord's Passion. This is Mark 14, 51 and 52. Now a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young men laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. We'll consider these verses in three parts. First of all, who was this young man? Secondly, what is the significance of him being naked? And third, what is the spiritual significance of his flight? So first, who was this young man? Well, as I mentioned, this is a detail unique to St. Mark's account, and this has caused some theologians and academics to speculate that maybe this young man was St. Mark himself, the gospel writer. That would explain why he alone includes this detail. And in fact, we know that St. Mark was a follower in the early church, for it is his mother's home that hosted the gathering of the believers early on in the book of Acts. So this would indeed make sense if it was St. Mark. But I think that it is important that we don't actually know the identity of this man. His anonymity, I think, is precisely the point. Because this man could well be any of us. This young man represents every man. Could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any believer, any follower of Christ who was following along to witness the events that happened in Gethsemane. And so it is that though you and I were not physically present in Gethsemane, nor were we physically present at Golgotha, yet we do have a part to play in our Lord's Passion. To be sure, it is a fairly insignificant part. It's because we are not actors in this story. But as one who follows Christ, our part to play in this story is as those who receive the benefits of our Lord's cross. And so in many ways, we are like this young man. What, though, is the significance of this young man being naked? It's interesting. Just two brief verses, and the evangelist feels the need to tell us twice that this man is naked. What is the significance? It does seem like an odd detail, but I think there are at least two ways in which it is significant. First of all, this is a reminder that following Christ will cost you everything. Think of the rich young ruler who comes to our Lord. And our Lord tells him that if he would be perfect, he must sell all that he has and give to the poor and come and follow him. Likewise, the disciples come to our Lord and say, "See, we have left everything and follow you. What will we have?" Our Lord does not chastise them. For our Lord knows that following him comes with a great cost. It will cost us everything. And this leads to the second point, that this indeed is the lot of all men. All people in this world will one day give up everything. The physical possessions that we have are for this world alone. They must be left here. We cannot take them with us. Just as the apostle says to Timothy in his first letter, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. The destiny of all men is to be buried 6 feet under and to leave behind everything that we have. And so it is that becoming devoid of all earthly possessions is the lot of all men, especially for us Christians. But now we get to the heart of the matter. What is the spiritual significance of this young man fleeing? If you recall, in the verse immediately preceding this, we are told this of the disciples: then they forsook him and fled. So the disciples had forsaken Jesus and fled, and then right after, this young man does the same. But note in verse 50, when we read that all the disciples forsook him and fled, that there's two things happening there: forsaking and fleeing. Those are not exactly the same thing. Both the disciples and indeed this young man forsook Christ. That is to say, they left him because they were not strong enough to stand by him. They cannot carry the weight of their sin. This indeed is true for each one of us. We cannot bear the weight of our sins. And it is those sins that Christ has taken upon himself. He took them to the cross, and those sins put him to death. We cannot bear that weight. We are too weak to do anything. And yet it is important to note that fleeing is distinct from forsaking. They go together in this case, but they are two different things. For the fleeing that also happens and is described particularly of this young man, it signifies Christ taking our place. Recall these words from John's Gospel in chapter 18 that we will hear this Friday. Our Lord speaks to those who would arrest him, saying, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way." And he said this that the saying might be fulfilled which he had spoken: "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." So it is that our Lord willed this young man and indeed his disciples to flee, that they might escape, because Christ came to take our place. He allows us to escape from the punishment that we deserve. He is killed, though it is we who deserve death for our many sins. Yet our Lord Jesus Christ goes to the cross willingly so that your salvation might be achieved. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.